This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
We're live from the official Music Hype Beast podcast studios. Music is the universal language of the world, and people depend on music every day to inspire them, carry them through their darkest moments. Music marks time in life. I have the ultimate honor of hosting the Music Hype Beast podcast, which is syndicated on 99.7 The Heat Miami and is officially powered by iHeartRadio. I have major recording artist and entrepreneur Kid Rose on the podcast. Listeners, listen to me closely. The music journey of Kid Rose will light another fire in your spirit to push you even harder in life. I am super honored to interview Kid Rose on the Music Hype Beast podcast. Kid Rose, welcome to the big stage and welcome to the legendary Music Hype Beast podcast.
It's beautiful to be on this podcast. Hello, world.
Yes, it is. How are you feeling this afternoon?
I feel amazing. I feel beautiful. I feel blessed. Blessed and highly favored. How are you doing?
I'm doing excellent. Thank you so much for asking, and I'm glad that you're doing well. So let's dive into your interview. But before we start, we're going to shout out Walmart for being one of our sponsors here at 99.7. The Heat Miami radio station.
Everybody goes to Walmart at some point in their day, in their week, in their month, during the year, in their whole life. Walmart is a must stop destination for everybody for whatever needs you have, whether it's food, products, electronics, pharmacy, you name it, it's at Walmart for the best value that you can find on the planet. But right now we are in a time and space where everybody's working 2 jobs, 3 jobs, super busy with the kids or with your own life, school, studying, whatever it may be. You don't always have time to jump in your car and go to Walmart and buy what you need, which is why Walmart Plus is your new best friend. www.plus.walmart.com. That's plus, plus.walmart.com, plus.walmart.com. The Walmart Plus membership is the ultimate all-in-one solution for all of your shopping needs. You pay one price for the year with same-day delivery, save with free shipping, save on streaming, save at the gas pump, and rack up with Walmart Cash all day, every day. It's a win-win. Right now, we're in the stage of convenience, speed, and savings. The Walmart Plus membership does all of that for you. Again, go to plus.walmart.com and try for free for 30 days. You can't miss. It's Walmart. Walmart Plus. Tap in right now. Now, back to our regular scheduled programming on 99.7 The Heat Miami, officially a part of the iHeartRadio family.
All right. So in the marathon of music, there are millions of runners in pursuit of the same goal, superstardom. You're in the thick of this race right now. Can you explain to the audience why you believe you're built for the long run?
Man, this has been a long journey for me. I've been doing music for about 7 to 8 years now. I've grew in the industry. You know, I felt like literally like it was like a kid growing with the industry. And I just have some 80s pop hits to bring onto the world, to bring on some color, to bring on some light, some love, and just give a better feeling throughout the day. You know, and if I believe that I can bring that longevity long term and for all the years, for the children, for the people that's in the dark, the light, even the chosen, you know.
A lot of artists burn out, quit, or simply run out of money before the dreams come to fruition. Can you break down to the audience, how do you pace yourself? And can you give us a snapshot of your mentality? Like, explain how you mentally approach life and some of your philosophies.
Honestly, my approach to life is I'm a win, you know, 100%. So, like, I do ultimately believe that anything that I do, even just pre-planned or have a vision board for, can manifest itself. Even to this day, this has all been manifested, to the Thriller pop album, to wanting a song on the radio, to having many songs on the radio. It's just really simple. Either step on the world or get stepped on. And I believe that as long as you have the art and the universe sent you that idea and vision and blueprint, I feel like, you know, you have it for a reason. So you might as well execute the plan and then, you know, worry about the results after instead of overthinking before you even tried. So no doubt.
Absolutely. Can you break down how your music touches people's souls and motivates them?
Easy. Absolutely. So I've come from a broken childhood. I think anybody that has, you know, wanted to pursue the path of healing or looking for a remedy near healing, I believe that my music is for you, because we can correlate onto the pain. We can connect onto the pain. All of the songs are in frequencies behind the songs. You know, the whole Thrill album is, you know, let's say if it's 7 tracks, it's actually 8, but there's 7 chakras. So each song have a different type of frequency, by neural like vibration to it. So, you know, just trying to bring everybody auras, you know, really on point and on alignment is important. So I think just bringing some good moods, some good remedies, you know, good melodies into the music is a good remedy. You know?
Absolutely. What is the name of the record you have in rotation on 99.7 The Heat, Miami radio station? And can you explain the record concept?
Yeah, so this is an 80s pop record. It's called Thriller Rose. It's from the Thriller album that I have just released. It's called Thriller Rose Edition. I'm just giving my support and my flowers to the 80s pop star Michael Jackson. It's really about like me being on stage and becoming a Thriller Rose, becoming what you would call in the dark. And then when I'm off stage, you know, I'm just a regular, you know, regular person.
So the audience deserves to hear some of this. So I'm going to go ahead and play about 30 to 45 seconds of your Thriller Rose record that you have in rotation right now.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Grab on my hand, let's go. The demons are coming close. I feel the dark, baby. I see the dark, baby. Just listen and think some more. If you get it, I can show you a better road.
So that was a little snippet of Thriller Rose by Kid Rose. How did you feel hearing your record on the radio?
It's still to this day, it's like a childhood dream. I mean, I used to wake up and see MTV Jams early morning before school, hoping one day I'll be on there. So I think that it's always a beautiful film.
Yes. So imagine that you're performing in New York before a sold out show and the crowd is going crazy as you're on stage, you know, showcasing your given gift. As you're holding that microphone, gazing out into the sea of people, what thoughts are racing through your mind? Describe that moment. How would you feel?
That's a very adequate question. I love that. That's beautiful. Tears running down my face and knowing that I'm here and it was all worth it. You know, the feeling of love that I've been in search for many years. I mean, it'll just be a feeling like it was all worth it. It was worth sleeping in a car. It was worth, you know, putting all my money into the studio, knowing that it was gonna work one day. And it's working. So yeah, that feeling.
You gotta have that ambition.
Absolutely.
Can you explain how your audience responds to your music when they hear you performing live?
Oh, it's like it's like a stadium. Whether it's in a bar, whether it's in a venue, whether it's in a birthday party, the aura is, you know, I think you would honestly have to come to a Rose live performance show because to have the more feeling of the music so I can bring it to you in a more physical life form. You know, I really express myself on the stage a lot. That's where I'm more, I guess, in Kid Rose character. So it's just more like just an aura thing. They kind of feel it.
Yeah, our energetic aura actually goes out 3 feet and arm's length. So energy is everything. Yeah. As an indie artist, you carry the weight of the world on your shoulders every single day. Balancing your personal life, your spiritual life, you know, with your material life, you know, that's crucial. So from your perspective, can you describe the life of an indie artist on how you manage to balance both?
Okay. All right. So so I'm 25. I have 4 kids, 2 boys and 2 girls. I think trying to balance being a father, being a son, being a brother, being an artist, being a role model, trying to establish this brand in general is a lot. But I think what is real will prosper and everything will align and flow how you want it to flow. So usually sometimes you might get a little shut out or get a little obstacle that you either have to overcome or you'll just have to turn around and say, you know what? I don't even need to go through the obstacle right now. I don't need to overcome that, but I will overcome it. Now let me prepare myself and then come back. And now that you jumped over the obstacle because you done trained a little bit, well, that's how it is as an indie artist. It's just all about how much you put in, how much faith you have into yourself, how much no's you're willing to take, how much nights you're willing to stay up every single night while even being next to your kids or your family or such, and wanted to push your record out because you believe in it. So it's going to be a hard, very, very hard life, but change is very uncomfortable. And I do believe that, you know, if you really take care of the meat and you simmer it down and you season it for a while, it's going to come out way better than you trying to rush it.
Absolutely. The music business comes with zero guarantees, no 401k, no health insurance, and no sick pay. Why in the world are you willing to accept this high level risk?
I'm willing to sacrifice to express my art in any form of way. So I would think that every canvas is worth being you know, at least having an eye at it a little bit.
And you share a positive experience from your childhood that influenced your decision to pursue your music career?
Yeah. To be honest, I think just Michael Jackson. Yeah, a positive experience could just really just be Michael Jackson. I mean, if it wasn't for hearing his first record, you know, which was Thriller, and that's why I really am inspired a lot by MJ. I would say that's it. I've been doing music for many years now, so I'm not really sure off top exactly a good experience.
It's okay. Rest in peace to Michael J. and his brother too, Tito, because he just passed. Who supported you during the initial phase of your music career when you first started out?
I mean, big, really big, major shout out to Kevin Rudolph, Kobe O'Donis, Cyndi Lauper, Prince Jackson for giving me the green light and confirmation to do a modern day remastered of Michael Jackson's Thriller. And I would say Cyndi Lauper. Cyndi Lauper was one of my first mentors in the music game.
That's amazing. What are your thoughts on the current state of the music industry?
Man, it's oversaturated with the same familiar sounds, I would say. But yeah, that's about it. It's just oversaturated right now.
Can you break down one record that resonated the most with your fan base and took off?
Out of my records?
Yes.
Yeah, certainly. XOXO. That whole Embody Me project was mentored by Cyndi Lauper and the help and promotions by Add-On, which is Coil Ray's manager, helped push that project. So I would say that project.
Awesome. So what's one thing that you want to improve for the rest of 2024 to become a better person, an artist, aiming to create generational wealth for you and your family?
That is a good question. I think just trying to make sure that I focus on healing myself so that I can make peace with the world the way I want to.
So what have you enjoyed the most about being on the Music Hype Beast podcast today?
The adequate questions, the detailed questions, very detailed. And I just want to say Thriller is out now on all platforms.
Can you spell your artist's name letter by letter slowly as it appears on the music streaming platform so people can go stream your music?
Yes, KIDROSE.
And for your Instagram handle, nice and slow, letter by letter, so people could go follow you.
The Real Kid Rose, TheRealKidROSE.
All right, listeners, we have another authentic episode in the books. on the Music Hypebeast podcast. Listen to the 99.7 The Heat Miami podcast anywhere you listen to your podcast. Kid Rose, today's interview has been deeply insightful. Your story and courage are truly inspiring to anyone who believes in the power of pursuing in their dreams. Thank you for sharing your journey and passion on the Music Hypebeast podcast today. Always strive to improve yourself, avoid following the crowd, set your own trends, and prioritize results over hype. Peace.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.